And welcome back to Our Town. We have the pleasure of having the city manager, Aaron Reynolds, and our mayor, Joe Henry, with us this time. Now, on Monday evening, if you did not get a chance to go to the city council meeting, you did not get a chance to hear about the state of the city. So what we're doing here now is kind of bring the mayor and Aaron in here to talk a little bit about how things are going. Good morning. Welcome.
Well, good morning, George. Thank you for inviting us to be on Our Town.
Absolutely. Love to have you here. It's always good catching up with things that are going on in the city. So let's start off with maybe the first part. I mean, the city in motion.
We truly are a city in motion. You may have noticed that we did not do a big formal State of the City event this year. And the reason for that is you and many, many, almost 700 other people in our community attended our Main Street Revolution event at the Florence Event Center. And in my mind, that is the state of our city.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any better than that. 700
really
people, all their positive cheering for our city, in a nutshell, tells you where we're at with our progress.
It speaks volumes to how the community feels about what we're doing here in Florence.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit today about how we got here.
Okay.
In early 2015, in November of 14, I was elected mayor. We elected a new city council who took over in early 2015. One of our first tasks was to appoint and get in place a new city manager. And I believe we made an outstanding selection, and that's why Aaron is here with us today.
Yeah.
So we can pat her on the back a little bit.
Thank you very much, Mayor Henry.
Also, since she does all the work, I'll expect her to back me up.
There you go.
Well, at that time, we created a 7-point work plan, and we worked from that. Pretty much in 2016, we streamlined it down to 5 goals that pretty much incorporated all of the 7. And we've worked diligently from that work plan ever since. And I think that's one of the things in that work plan is we wanted to become much more user-friendly to our community and change the culture of our city council as well as our staff to make it a place where people could come and feel like we were on their side trying to help them accomplish their goals. We believe we've made outstanding progress. There's just many, many things going on in our community. Those 5 goals, the first one was city service delivery. Just great progress there. Our new public works facility is complete. It was supposed to be a $6 million project with a lot of work on the part of our staff, and especially Mike Miller, our public works director. We created a $3.6 million facility that's state-of-the-art with a lot of environmentally friendly features.
Including solar panels.
Solar panels and a green roof where we're growing something up there. I'm not sure what we're growing, but
there are certain things that are legal.
Everything's legal now. So, but I don't think we're growing that
at the
public works building.
That would not be a good idea.
And just as that was completed, we're beginning a remodel of our city hall. And we actually remodeled part of the Justice Center so that part of our staff could move in there and the other half move to the public works building. Where they're going to be for a year while we beautify our city hall. We looked into building a new city hall. It was about $6 million. We're going to do the remodel for less than $3 million, which is a little more than I would like to have seen spent. But it will tie in with probably our biggest project, which is the streetscaping project on Highway 101 and 126 called Revision Florence. And it's going to beautify that stretch of highway, which currently is one of the more ugly pieces of Highway 101 in the state.
Well, we're going to change that.
We're going to encourage people to slow down a little bit here and spend some time in Florence. There's going to be bike lanes and landscaping and benches and just all kind of public art and all kinds of things.
Just a very welcoming kind of feel.
Absolutely. And our city hall will tie right into that. And it's going to be something that our community can look at and say, we're really proud to live in Florence. One of our goals is to become the Oregon's premier coastal community. If we want to do that, we can't have our people working in a 60-year-old building with rats running around in the basement, or our public works people working over in a 80-year-old building that you and I wouldn't even work in.
Right.
Anyway, I think we make great progress.
A lot of progress there.
Something
certainly.
To be proud of as a community. One of our big goals was economic development. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of I use the word hibernation for a number of years in our community. There was a big surge back in the 90s when we built our library and our Florence Event Center, which is a beautiful facility for a community our size. Our hospitals, some of our schools, and things really moved forward back then, and then they've been kind of on hold for the last 10 years or so, or even 15. So now we're making that next step in that transition to becoming that premier coastal community. And I think economic development is a tough one because you're working on three fronts at the same time. You're working on jobs, housing and trained workers.
Right.
And since we didn't do much for many years, we're trying to work on all three of those things at the same time, and it is a challenge. But we're making, I believe, fairly good progress. We have some great successes in terms of job creation. We've worked hard with rain, which not just the rain that comes down here from the sky, but it's the Regional Accelerator Innovative Network. Now, I finally got that down.
There you go.
Finally got that acronym down. We've had several successes in terms of entrepreneurs who have started or improved their business and now are hiring employees. Jane Smoley's gallery, and that's just one example. One of our employees, Jesse Dolan, who is our economic development catalyst, has a business that he operates on the side, which is making environmentally friendly fishing sinkers. He has figures that estimate that we put 170 million tons of lead into the ocean every year, and his sinkers are made out of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're environmentally friendly.
What a concept.
And I know because I'm one of the guys that puts quite a bit of that lead in the ocean every year.
But not anymore, right?
Not anymore because I can use...
stone.
The alternative.
I was honored to be able to attend and introduce the ribbon cutting at Top Hydraulics the other day, and I'm really proud of that operation. As you know, we have a nice little airport here in our community, and at the north end, it's surrounded by about 25 lots that belong to the city, and it's an industrial park.
Right.
We've not sold one of those for about 10 years, and in the last 12 months, we've sold three of them, and we have another person interested in the fourth one. But Top Hydraulics sort of set the tone for that by building a factory that will hire, we believe in the short run, 20 to 40 employees, pay a living wage, but they can hire people that can stay in our community, buy a home, raise a family if they so choose. And that's been difficult in the past.
Well, not only that, too, but they also, as we heard from Klaus, they give back to the community, too, through the foster families and through the Florence Food Share.
So absolutely.
They're dedicated to serving our community.
And they're kind of low-key and behind the scenes with that. They don't take a lot of credit, but they're doing great things for people in our community also. And along that line, one of the obstacles to economic development in our community over the years has been the fact that we don't have high-speed fiber. Well, one of the next lots that was sold was to our local entrepreneur, Robbie Wright, with Sayuz Law Broadband, who took it on himself to find partners to put fiber into our community. As we speak, it's going down, it's being put into our industrial park, it's going down Kingwood and going into Park Village as a test pilot, and if that works out, they're going to try to offer it throughout our community, and I'm very proud of them because they took it upon themselves to do that.
That's a great addition.
Another one of the lots is going to be a warehouse-type operation that will hire a few people. We're not quite sure because he hasn't started yet. So I think we've made great progress there. Other things that are a little longer in term, we're putting services out 126 out to where that stranded building is out there, which then it'll go across the street and serve some other properties that want to come into the city. We're putting services up both sides of Highway 101 to Pasita Beach Road, which will bring some other properties and allow some development to come into our city. And there's a little longer term. We've just had so many projects going, we really haven't had time to get to them, but they're all approved. They're all in the budget. So that's going to be something that's going to really help our community also. Housing is of course, the third leg of that.
Yeah.
And there are many, many things going on in our community right now. We have quite a few homes under construction, many more than we've had in the last few years. We have two or three developments on the drawing board that we really can't talk too much about. But if any one of those happens, it's going to be a big hit for our community. So I think we're making good progress. I visited the tiny home factory on the complete other end of the scale a week ago, Thursday. I went to visit a tiny home factory in Albany to see what implications those might have for our community, and I think there are some. We have churches that are talking about housing. We've talked to the hospital about housing, the schools. Each of these entities has land, and some of them have money, and I think that if we work together as partners, we can tackle this housing issue. I'm not going to call it a crisis because I don't believe that our community is in crisis. I think we have issues, and I think working together as a community and as a team, the staff and the city council, we're going to get a handle on those issues.
Right. They're all solvable issues.
They are solvable. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's just a matter of time, you know, and before we get it all taken care of. And what else do we have here? I notice one of your points here is communication and trust. What can you speak to on that?
Well, I guess to put that in perspective, if you look back 4 or 5 years ago, we had a rather dysfunctional city council. And Personalities aside, I got on the city council because I was a little bit dissatisfied with a number of things that were going on in our community. The primary one, which was growth, because our community was not growing. And if you don't grow, basically, you go backwards because costs escalate and you're sharing those costs. So if you have more people to share them,
right,
it helps keep them in line. We had a great staff, and so most of them are still there, especially our department heads, but they were so beat down and not knowing what to do with this council. They were going around with their heads down all day long, and people just aren't happy, and they don't perform well under those conditions. When I was elected mayor, and when we created or when we elected a new city council and brought on a new city manager, we agreed that that was a culture that had to change. And since that time, that culture has changed, I want to say 180 degrees, because now people can go to the city, and they're obviously they're not going to get everything that they want, but at least they're going to come away feeling that somebody tried to help them achieve their goal.
Somebody listened.
Somebody listened to them. Somebody went to bat for them. Somebody tried, whether it was a city council or whether it was a staff member. And it doesn't really matter what staff member it is. They're all there to help. So communication and trust. We've done a whole lot of things. We've redesigned our city website. We've hired a new full-time IT manager. We've built a high-functioning team to communicate the city's efforts to everybody. Our outreach on Facebook has reached 4,500 people. We're active on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Vimeo, whatever that is.
You can watch live-streamed
city council meetings.
Yeah. Recorded and posted on our website.
Mm-hmm. We've got an outstanding monthly newsletter that was Megan Mesmer's. She started it, and now Dan Lokic is doing it. Anybody that wants to get on there, just get on the website and sign on to the newsletter, because it's a great publication. This communication and trust issue has also been supported by our community partners, especially Coast Radio, KCST. You guys have been great. You're always there to help support. And when there's issues that need to be talked about, you hold our feet to the fire. Our local newspaper, the Cayuse Law News, for faithfully reporting on the business of the city.
And KXCR.
KXCR 90.7.
Seven.
Yeah, I got it right.
There you go.
You know, they've helped us out some. Over the past year, we've been showcased on the nightly news a number of times. We've had television stations from Eugene here a number of times, and some of the Portland stations down. Just most recently featured on KEZI for our groundbreaking at City Hall. And again, getting back to where I started, the most exciting thing is this Main Street Revolution television reality show, where we are currently in the top 10, and on Tuesday morning at 4 a.m., which I hope everybody will be up for that.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, I know I will.
I'm setting my alarm.
Oh, we might even have some kind of an event. I talked to our chamber yesterday about having a pajama party at 4 a.m., and I even offered to buy the donuts.
All right.
There you go.
We'll let Bettina handle that event.
Yes. Yeah, she was excited yesterday.
But, well, I know I'll be up, so I'll at least watch it. I know that for sure.
If we end up in the top five, that's when the voting starts.
Right.
So it's one of those vote often, vote early situations where you push the button on your computer till your finger falls off. We've engaged the governor's office and many other state and county officials.
Well, the whole stinking state better be voting for us.
Well, I'm told that in the last election a year ago, there were 1 million votes cast, and the winning city had 350,000 votes. Well, we hope to get a 500,000. So,
yeah. Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And look forward to an exciting year ahead. I know with everything that's going on, all the construction projects and that, it's going to be wonderful to see them start coming to fruition. So appreciate you guys and all the work the council and staff do, and we thank you for being here. And coming up in the next hour, we'll talk with Sheriff Byron Trapp about the state of the jail and the sheriff's department in Lane County on our February edition of Our Town.